what in your life are you doing that makes sense, but not in a good way? I won't even make it so triggering as to say, release it, let it go. Just see it. Help me see, right? Just see it. Don't put the pressure on yourself to release it and to change your life. Just be like, oh, I'm doing that there. Oh, okay. That, just that. Oh, I see it. Okay. What has quelled many a panic attack for me. Help Me See is a podcast dedicated to the art of seeing. It's a space for the restless visionary with an insatiable desire to create the life and work you're meant for. My name is Bianca Leah Mora, and I'm a photographic artist, a mother, and a coach who's transformed my fear of loss into power, art, and philosophy. One of the scariest quotes I never want to say is, I wish I knew at the time. But I truly believe that we have the innate ability to bring our wise 2020 hindsight to our now. You can deeply experience your nostalgia now while it's actually happening with no regrets. All you have to do is see. In this show, we laugh, we cry, we get inspired, we overshare. We have life-changing conversations around making meaning, self-discovery, and shedding all of the BS layers in order to reconnect to our own sacred vision. Seeing yourself is an essential key to living powerfully. You are the vessel, the lens that filters absolutely everything in your life. What are you filtering for? Whether it be conversations with fellow artists and visionaries or my solo audio journal style introspective ramblings, each episode is meant to feel like an exhale, an unraveling of truth, a moment for you to be able to put your finger on something that you haven't been able to for far too long. Come exactly as you are. It's perfect. Honor your instincts. Let's uncover some of the most important things in our lives, which all too often can slip out from our view. Let's commit to seeing and consciously creating what only you can in your one and only life. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Help Me See. I am coming to you in the morning again. Listen, I don't want to make a habit of this. I'm not exactly a morning person. I don't wake up wanting to talk. But alas, here we are. That's just how life has been lately. I haven't had time and abundance and overabundance of time. I'm trying to integrate back in my life after a lot of travel, and my kids, they want to like crawl inside of me again from their source. They want to go back to the womb. So I've been trying to give them all the love and attention and finding nooks and crannies in my day to do the things that are important to me as well, like this podcast. So it is 6:45 in the morning, and I'm coming to you because Sunday, I had a panic attack in yoga class. I laugh now. It was not funny in the moment. And it's very, very rare that I begin a podcast episode knowing the title. I usually have absolutely no idea until I finish it. And I'm like, the gist was this, or the most important part was this. But I was telling a friend about it. And just that sentence made me laugh. So I had a panic attack in yoga class. And I was like, okay, I think this is something to share with you all, because I think the root of that irony is, how does that make sense? Like, it's one of the most calming, peaceful places I could be. Why did I panic. First, let me just explain exactly what went down. And then I'm going to go into how I was like deconstructing it in the shower for the next 2 days. I mean, like, what the fuck? What the fuck? It's so stupid because cognitively I understand what's going on. And there were things that happened that were so obvious about it. And yet I still couldn't get myself to downregulate. I still was like, that panic was like rising. I haven't had a panic attack in like years. Like, yes, I have anxiety, and sometimes my anxiety is like very flared up, and sometimes it's very low level and whatever, but this turned into a panic attack. And for me, that means when it starts getting so out of control that I feel like something is going to happen or something like that. I was on my way to yoga class that morning, and I know logically that this is a problem, but it hasn't happened in so long. I took my morning pill that I have to take without water. I just like swallowed it. And in the past, that's given me like terrible heartburn. And I didn't really think about it. I just thought, oh my gosh, like the past 2 weeks I've been taking it after breakfast and I really should be taking it before. And like, let me just do it now and get it out of the way. And I was running late out the door to go to yoga class because the kids were crawling all over me and blah, blah, blah. So that's just how it happened. So I started getting like terrible, terrible heartburn. And alongside of that, I've had this for months now, like chest pains that have been making me nervous. Okay. And, you know, being like, is it the chicken or the egg? Is it anxiety or not? And yada, yada, yada. Anyway. So there's the base of that. And then the added separate heartburn situation. So now I'm laying down and it's the first time I've been still in weeks, you know, with traveling and work and events and my kids. And I was just laying down the mat and the stillness was so triggering to me. And I did not want to be laying there. I wanted to be up doing something or being somewhere else. And then combine that with the heartburn I was feeling that I knew was from what I knew it was from, but I still was like relating that back to like general chest pain, and it freaked me out. And I just kept spiraling. And I love my yoga teacher, like to the point where if she's not teaching, I'm like, maybe I don't need to go. Like, I love her. And she does this like amazing, beautiful job. She was on the podcast before, Melanie, and she does this amazing job of weaving very loose, suggestive instruction, quote unquote, with life and leading you deeper into yourself. And how do you become more in tune with what it is that you really are feeling versus what everyone else is doing? And anyway, she's just incredible. Like every single class, I'm like, it makes me so wild that you're not recording this genius beautifulness that comes out of your mouth just on the drop of a dime. Like, oh my gosh. Anyway, so I'm sitting there panicking, laying there panicking. And it's like every move, all class, it was like, okay, this next position, I'm just going to leave. I'm going to get up and leave. This next position, okay, after this one, I'm just going to leave. And talking to myself. And I just kept thinking, but go where? Like, am I going to go and be in the fetal position in the bathroom? Like, what is there anywhere that's going to be better than here with like her deeply supportive voice? Like, maybe I just ride this out here. And of course, she's taught, like, the thing she was saying was as if she knew it was happening, and she did not. I mean, she's talking about how hard stillness can be, and blah 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 blah. And anyway, I'm a long story long. I don't do short. Long story long, but abbreviated. The last 5 minutes of class, I felt like, okay, it's calming down. Like, okay, I'm starting to feel like I'm not beet red, and my heart is starting to calm down a little bit. So then we go to put our mats away, and I'm just so exhausted from the whole situation that I scurry into the bathroom and just like try to collect myself. I was there with my partner's mom, so I couldn't just like flee. I was like waiting for her to finish and all that. Then as I come out of the bathroom, she was talking to the yoga instructor, and I chat with her all the time too. Again, I love her so much. And we were just exchanging pleasantries. And then I just remember feeling like, I don't feel like sharing or talking about the fact that I just had a panic attack, because I'm so exhausted. And I was like, oh my God, I have like a hangover from this right now. But also, it just felt so much more triggering and weird, and to act like I was totally normal and fine. It felt like psychotic to me to be like, you know, I was like, yeah, I just had a panic attack like the whole class. It was so weird. And she was surprised, but then she had such beautiful wisdom for me that I wouldn't have had that opening had I not just been honest about what was going on for me. And also, I feel like when you put on that front and act like you're so much more okay than you are, it feels even more isolating. So I was very glad that I did just say that. And then talking about how triggering it can be to be still after so much movement, after we like run away from ourselves and the busyness of life. And then I shared something like super exciting that is happening for me. I'll share soon with you. I don't know. I'm still processing. And she said, you know, excitement and anxiety also function very similarly in the body. And she just gave such helpful information and soothing words. And I was so glad that I shared and was honest. Okay. Now, one of the reasons why I'm sharing this with you is because I want to bring to the surface the problem that occurs when we use making sense as the pedestal. We're like, oh, but this doesn't make sense. I need to just make sense. I feel like this, but it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that I'm having a panic attack in yoga class. And then the snowball occurs. And then we try to make it make sense. We take these very innocent rules of thumb, logic, what have you, and use it as a weapon against ourselves. And makes everything worse. Having something make sense is not the end-all be-all. Of course, we're humans. Of course, we crave for things to make sense for us. And sometimes we're more aware of how making sense to me doesn't make sense to someone else, and that's okay. But sometimes we forget that very important fact. Sometimes we're feeling the need to justify and contort our life choices in a way that makes sense to others, and that is not helpful. And that in itself doesn't make sense. Oh God, you scared me so much, Cassius. Cassie, oh my gosh, why are you doing, oh my God.
I was about to show her.
Oh, okay. Let me see, buddy. Oh my God, you scared me so much. Don't do that. Don't do that. You scared me. I'm recording.
I wasn't laughing. I was just watching you work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we're going to go put my headphones on.
Oh, you want to put your headphones on now, too? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Okay, you know where they are? They're in your backpack. Let me see what you drew. Who is this?
Simba.
Simba? Is it Simba running?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, are you going to continue to draw more upstairs? You're going to put your headphones on like Mommy has hers on? Mommy has to finish recording. Do you want to say hi to everyone in the microphone?
Yeah.
You want to say hi?
Hi.
Don't touch the microphone because it makes noise. This is just the sound, and then Mommy uploads it, and some people listen to it. Can you say, welcome to help me see?
Welcome to help me see.
Okay, wait, don't touch the mic. Let's do it again. Say, welcome to another episode of Help Me See.
Welcome to another episode of Help Me See.
Say, with our host, Mommy and Cassius.
With our host, Mommy and Cassius.
Yeah. Good job, buddy. This is my show. Okay, listen. Mommy has to finish working. Can you take this upstairs?
Okay.
And close the door, please.
So
I'm recording in darkness in the basement. And he just like slithers down, doesn't turn on the light, and crawls behind me and scares the bejesus out of me. Oh my God. Side note, I've been trying to help him focus more in school and in general. So I got him these like noise canceling headphones. No, you can't like plug it into anything, just like what kids use at concerts. And he loves seeing when Mommy has her headphones on because I think he's like, oh yeah, I have to focus too. I have to put my headphones on. So that's really, really, really sweet. Cashy, Mommy told you I'm finishing my work. You want to work down here too? Okay, listen, buddy. You have to be very quiet because Mommy's recording something, okay? Do you understand?
Yeah, I know, but...
Okay, so there's about to be some background noise in this. Because now he's down here working because he wants to work next to me. Super sweet, and also... a past version of myself would probably be throwing a tantrum inside right now. And now I am, not that I'm beyond it, I still throw tantrums, but I am right now a little more centered, I think, and just letting it be. Okay. What the fuck was I saying? Last I remember, weapon against ourselves. Like, it must make sense. Make it make sense. I remember the reason my panic attacks would spiral out of control so much when I was getting them regularly, like years ago, was because I would start feeling like, this doesn't make sense. I am with someone that I'm totally comfortable with. I'm really enjoying, like, I quote unquote enjoy this, like this activity we're doing, where we are, the food is yummy, whatever it was. And yet I'm starting to panic. And I just kept thinking, this doesn't make sense. Why am I feeling like this? Why am I feeling like this? This doesn't make sense. That's why discovering as a HSP, highly sensitive person, and becoming more aware of my sensitive nervous system and making sense to myself in that way has like really, really significantly helped the escalation usually in my anxiety to panic because it makes more sense to me and I'm aware of it and I have like a greater bandwidth for it. So it's like these innocent things of finding ways that make sense or, oh, another one that I was just talking to a friend about, doing the reps. It's like, we all have heard whatever your chosen thing of work is or whatever in life. It's like, I'll just do the reps, like it over and over again, practice, 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 whatever it is. It shows, you know, commitment, and that's the only way that mastery comes, and whatever. Like, we all have heard doing the reps. And it is very true. And also, that doesn't have to be a prerequisite for creating something of value. What's the matter? Oh, Siley. Hi. Good morning. Hi, baby. Hi, buddy. Did you wake up?
Good morning. Let me see. I love you. Did you sleep okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. You woke up and you're looking for me? Yeah. You found me. Here I am.
Okay. This podcast episode is about to end. I'm going to wrap, but the main thing I wanted to address is that these insidious things that are innocent enough and are true enough, you know, whatever makes sense to you, do the reps. Oh, gratitude. That's another one. Being grateful. And then we take them and white knuckle them and use them as a weapon against ourselves and use them as the thing that is like, oh, I'm not worthy until I do a trillion reps, or I can't possibly be creating something of value to someone else unless I've done it a million times, or I can't do it unless I can find a way for it to make sense, or the fact that I'm frustrated means that I'm ungrateful and that's wrong and blah 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 blah. Like, can we hold it loosely? Can we hold it all loosely and remain aware of the things in which start to turn from a guiding post and something that's helpful to something that is actually we're using as a crutch or as a weapon or as a whatever it is? Mom. Yeah, buddy. Can you say thanks for tuning in?
Hi.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for the end.
Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for the end. And you don't put your spit on the microphone. Yeah, okay. Well, if we were on the phone together, this would be exactly what it would sound like. So, here it is. So, I'll leave you with what in your life...
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Cassius. I'm sorry, buddy. I just need to finish. What in your life are you doing that makes sense, but not in a good way? What in your life are you making conditional with being worthy? You're like, I'll be worthy when I, you know, what are your reps? Like, once I do this, then I can... relax. Then I can enjoy. Then I can feel accomplished. What is that? What is that? What is that? And I won't even make it so triggering as to say, oh, you know, release it, let it go. Just see it. Help me see, right? Just see it. Don't put the pressure on yourself to release it and to change your life. Just be like, oh, I'm doing that there. Oh, okay. That, just that. Oh, I see it. Okay. Well, has quelled many a panic attack for me.
Stop. Yeah.
Okay. Say hi, Siley.
Hi. Okay.
Can you say thanks for listening?
Thanks for listening.
Say, have a good day.
Have a good day.
Say, I love you.
I love you.
Okay, I gotta go make them breakfast. Thank you for tuning in. I will catch you next time.
This has been an Awkward Sage production.